Story time, post 513. When they grow excited, the children who rise from their pillows sometimes totter about as if they were auditioning to wear the Godzilla costume for a tiny scale remake. Some go all out in offering prompted animal sounds, lifting their heads and closing their eyes and letting go their loud mewls and screeches and growly combustions. Then they follow my hand as I push down all the chaos and lift my finger to my lips and Elmer Fudd the line, "We must all be very, very quiet." Calling out colors and numbers, the names of birds and big cats, chugging like trains, making spiders climbing spouts, rolling their heads upon their necks as they become Wookiees and T-Rex wannabes, even to little arms waving the air about. The children at story time, black and white and Asian and Indian and brown mixes, boys and girls, bold and shy, are the innocents of the tattered world in one safe spot. They give us an annunciation of grace we have not earned.